This edition of Nation Talk is being brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.
Hello and welcome to Nation Talk. We are here with Bob Joseph to talk about his new book, 21 Things You May Not Know About the Indian Act. Bob, welcome to Nation Talk.
Thank you, Don. Thank you.
Bob, what led you to write this book?
Well, you know, it really starts as a blog post of the same title, and it just ended up getting over 55,000 visitors in 1 month, and we thought, you know what, this really struck a nerve. People really want to know about this topic. We should continue to expand on it, and that's, you know, sort of one of the big pieces. The other piece is I do training, and I come from a community, so I think it's important just to help share with people information that can help them understand a little bit about Indigenous peoples so that maybe they can think about, you know, some of the perceptions they have a little bit differently.
Bob, what did you do to research this book? How did it all come together?
You know, so I teach public training on the subject, but I also do on-site training. And so I already had a lot of information about the Indian Act because we talk about it in what we call a Indigenous awareness piece. And so we would fill it out for people, just fill in sort of a whole history. One of the exercises we have in our training workshops is a timeline exercise. We ask people to think of a date in history that's specific to Indigenous peoples and give us a sentence to describe it. And so when we run that exercise with just about every classroom that we do, we get a lot of early dates, you know, Louis Riel and the War of 1812 and, you know, the Royal Proclamation. We get a lot of recent dates, the 2010 Winter Olympics and, you know, the Pan Am game. But what we didn't see were a lot of dates in between. And so we started to fill in sort of the blanks. And a lot of the dates in between were all Indian Act dates. They couldn't vote in federal elections till 1960. We saw the creation of residential schools. They weren't allowed to leave the reserve without written permission. And it just wasn't that well known, we realized. And so we started to just sort of build on it over a period of really decades at this point, just in understanding the Indian Act.
Yeah, I've attended your workshops. They're extremely well done. What do you want people to get from reading this important book?
Yeah, you know, I think it'll really help. Right now, the government of Canada has committed to dismantling the Indian Act, which really is about getting rid of, you know, all of the Indian Act legislation and, you know, sort of transferring title of reserves and doing all of that kind of stuff. So I think serendipitous in its timing. It's coming out right when we see this big change happening nationally, and the, you know, the feds are going to try and dismantle the Indian Act on a case-by-case basis. My real hope is that teachers would share it with their students and that people would have a whole bunch more understanding about why that step is necessary and, you know, what sort of the next steps are. So I think that was, you know, going to be an important part of the work.
Very important at this time. Bob, how do you feel about what is happening with reconciliation in Canada today, and how does it relate to the 21 things you may not know about in the Indian Act, your book?
Yeah, well, I think the relation is that we want reconciliation to continue to happen because 21 things in the Indian Act includes residential schools. That was just one of the big things that Canada was going to do to try to forcibly culturally assimilate. But we wanted to give readers, you know, a much broader sense of the Indian Act. It wasn't just residential schools. It was a whole bunch of other things. And those whole bunch of other things actually, you know, ran throughout the entire period of the country, the entire history of it. There was just a very big aggressive effort to forcibly culturally assimilate people. And I think the 21 things will help show readers the extent of the effort and the impact that it can have on people and communities. You know, they couldn't vote till 1960 in federal elections. We didn't want them selling things off of reserve because in the heyday of assimilation, that would take away the motivation to leave the reserve, right? And so if they were farmers, they wanted to go sell their crops. We actually, in the Indian Act, prohibited that because if they were selling those crops, that would take away the motivation to leave the reserve. So, and then to sort of double down on it, because they weren't using their lands, let's think about, you know, reserves in Alberta and Saskatchewan and places like that. because they weren't using their lands in a way that was, you know, to its highest and best use, they decided to lease it to enterprising people who would, right? And so there's a lot in the Indian Act that has really contributed to many of the challenges that communities face today. And so I think, you know, residential schools really brought attention to, you know, some of the most aggressive efforts to forcibly culturally assimilate, branded them as a cultural genocide activity, and then committed us to reconciliation as a country. So the Truth and Reconciliation Commission said, we need to take a look at that, look back at that, understand it, not live in that past, but really we've got to do as much as we can now to set us up for the future in terms of that. So when it comes to reconciliation, I'm really doubling down. It's easy. And I know there's frustration out there. It's not happening as much as it should or could, but I think we got to keep going. I know that the academia is going to pick up the torch and run with it, and that'll profoundly change this country. But it's going to take some time. And I think, you know, there's people out there that saying it's dead, it's not working. And I disagree. I think it's just going to take some time. I'm doubling down because, you know, my dad went off to a peace mission in the Middle East, and he went and visited a couple of communities that haven't gotten along for a really long period of time. And he said just the animosity and, you know, sort of a vitriolic loathing that they have for each other just was enough for him to say, we're going to do more of this reconciliation. We cannot let this relationship, you know, go that way, because this continues on for hundreds of years, for millennia. And, you know, it's just not healthy or nice. And so that was really a big motivating part of why I think reconciliation is important at this time.
Yeah, we can't go forward unless we have a look back. Bob, where could we find this book?
They can find it on ict.ca, the Chinook Marketplace.com. It's definitely on the bestseller list at Amazon. You know, Raincoast Books, the publishers of Harry Potter, have it in their sort of a publishing empire. And so, we're, you know, in Indigo and in those places, we're actually performing quite well. Amazon, we're bestsellers in a couple of categories already, so there's lots of places that they can find it. And hey, I was going to talk to you about this, Don. I don't know if you're I heard you were doing something called Buy Aboriginal, and I was thinking maybe you'd want to sell some copies there, and we'd be happy to do that, you know, make copies available through Buy Aboriginal.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll get it on there for sure. And what's the status of your workshops? Have you got any workshops coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be in Ottawa pretty quick. We're in Vancouver this week, Ottawa next week, and then, you know, we're doing a lot of on-site training. Those are the big ones coming up. And I think we're going to be in the Maritimes. And people can just go to the website and check that out and find dates and locations and the many different courses that we offer.
Very good. So that's ictinc.ca. Bob, thank you for joining Nation Talk.
My pleasure. Thank you, Don.
This edition of Nation Talk has been brought to you by Scotiabank. Respecting your past, trusting your future. Think what we can achieve together.